as you're sitting here with your experience, just noticing what's happening, being curious if you're aware and what you are aware of. Some of you may be aware of beeping, a beeping sound. And this is a function of our system. If there's a little glitch in the system, the panel creates this sound, so we know there's something to check out. And I've asked someone to check it out, so we can just let it be. In these mornings, in offering instructions, what we call instructions, and we gave the basic instructions the first morning, really, really simple instructions. Checking in, are you aware? What's obvious? And from time to time, checking in to our relationship with what's happening. Noticing the attitude. And so in these mornings when we offer guidance, suggestions, there are different ways that we point to experience, point to, and different ways that we talk. And one of those is that we sometimes point to the perspective of wise view, reminding all of us, objects are just objects, experience is just experience. It doesn't matter what the experience is. What is important is the relationship, the attitude of the observing mind, and recognizing when that mind has greed, aversion, confusion, or balance of mind. Sometimes we point to recognizing the cause and effect nature of experience as, again, a pointing to, this is what we're interested in. Noticing how experience impacts other experience. We are interested in phenomena, experience, just a simple experience, not getting involved with it. Now, this is one of the ways we point. Sometimes we point to different kinds of experiences you might be noticing. Last night in the talk, I pointed quite a bit to difficult experiences, how to explore reactive states of mind, ways to work with that. And within the exploring our experience, we sometimes will talk about what we notice, things we might notice as experience, as objects of experience. And sometimes we talk about how we are observing. That perspective of noticing the experience and the mind. In general, I would say, and Sayadaw Utejaniya said this to me many times, What I'm saying to you is not something to do. It's not an instruction in the way that we normally think of instructions. Do this, pay attention to that. But it's more, I would say, descriptions of things we might notice. And so this morning I'd like to highlight or explore the distinction that can be recognized between mental experience and physical experience. Essentially, that we can begin to recognize, notice the difference between body and mind. Familiarity with what bodily experience helps us begin to recognize what mental experience is. There's actually so many ways in which, oddly perhaps, I mean, when we think about it on the surface, it seems odd that we would confuse what body is and what mind is. But there are many ways in which body and mind are confused. Often we are experiencing what we think of as body, not through the direct experience of body, but through the idea, the concept of what our body is and how a body works. So for example, right now, keeping your eyes closed or closing your eyes if they're not, putting your attention in your hand, one of your hands, noticing the sensations you might be experiencing, vibration, pulsing, tingling, heat or coolness. The direct experience of sensations of hand, just the direct experience in that area. The pressure, fullness, perhaps stiffness, heat, coolness, pulsing, tingling. And now, open your eyes and look at your hand. Think about what a hand does. It reaches for things. It touches things. Are you still in that moment thinking about the hand? And that's actually more the usual way we relate to our body. Are you still experiencing the same connection with the direct experience? For me, when I do that, I mean, I can still feel some of it, but when I'm thinking about it as a hand, it like puts a layer of concept between the direct experience and the knowing. This is often the way we relate to our experience. We relate through concept. Concept is a mental experience. And that is one of the key ways that body and mind can be confused. We think we are experiencing. Sometimes I'll ask people to describe what they're experiencing, and they'll say, oh, I'm experiencing my shoulders, or I'm experiencing my knees. And that's, even that language is using the language of concept. It's not, I mean, What is the experience? There's, for me, with shoulders right now, there's some tension, some pulling. As I notice it, there's a releasing of tension. Nowhere in the direct experience does shoulders exist. And so I'd like to explore a little bit with you this morning the experience of body. Again, not as something that is an instruction to do, but to point this morning to how we experience the body more directly. In our felt sense, the physical sense of the body, there are these kind of elemental experiences of pressure, vibration, tingling, pulsing. The lived experience of the body is at this very elemental level. And it can be helpful to begin to recognize or get familiar with this, almost the language of bodily experience. And so right now, as I'm speaking, I'll take you through some of the various ways that we know the direct experience of the body. And as we explore this, there's like two lenses, actually. There's the sensation or the experience, perhaps, maybe right now you can notice, just the pressure of your hips against the chair or cushion or bench. And there's the pressure, and there's the mind that knows that pressure. So even with physical experience, there is mental experience already entwined. Physical experience, just the pressure, vibration. And so in your body right now, there's a lens we can explore, the solidity of the body, the heaviness of the body. Can you know density, hardness, softness? You might notice this through the weight of the body, maybe the sense of hardness at your sits bones. You might have a sense of the solidity of your skeleton. Again, noticing the difference between just touching into this elemental level of hardness, solidity, and the idea of body, the idea of I am a body sitting here. Just this experience of hardness, of weight, of solidity. And then there's a realm of movement, vibrating, pulsing, tingling. You might experience this in a broad way throughout the body, kind of almost the body as an energetic field. This is simply what the Buddha talked about as air element. Our experience is composed of different kinds of elemental sensations. And so in the body, you might notice this energetic field, or maybe in various places, you might notice, for instance, the hands are an easy place to feel this vibratory energy sometimes. Or you might just simply notice the movement of the breath, the movement of the chest, just seeing if there can be a sense of exploring, experiencing the bare sensations of movement at the diaphragm, the abdomen. Again, noticing the difference between just that, the possibility of noticing the difference between that just simple experience of movement and the idea, I am moving or I am breathing. And then there's the element of temperature, the range of heat and coolness that the body can connect with. For instance, on the surface of your skin, you might notice if your hands are warm or cool. Sometimes it can be, you can really highlight this if you touch your hand to your face and notice the temperature. Is there warmth or coolness there? And then there's the element of moisture. This can be experienced as moisture, as water on the surface of the, you know, the stickiness of the hands. When there's stickiness of hands, there's water there, moisture. So stickiness, fluidity, cohesion, moisture. This can be experienced kind of obviously through tears, perspiration. Right now, we'll do a kind of an exploration of some of these elements in the mouth. Take your tongue and push against the teeth, feeling the hardness of the teeth. And then the pushing itself, the hardness is kind of revealed in a way through the activity of pushing. The pushing is a kind of a movement. And so notice the pushing part of the experience. And you may or may not have much of a sense of temperature inside the mouth. It can feel pretty even there. And now take your tongue and move it across the surface of your teeth and noticing the slipperiness of that movement. That slipperiness is a manifestation of water, the saliva in your mouth. So in some ways, these elements are a highlighted independence on each other. We notice the hardness through the movement of pushing. We notice the moisture through the, again, movement across hardness. You recognize the, if the mouth were really dry, there would be stickiness there instead of slipperiness, highlighted because of the relationship between the hardness and the movement. And so that's just a little bit of an exploration around these experiences, these bodily sensations. As we sit, these bodily sensations are happening. They may become what is obvious from time to time. And so just sitting here right now, are you aware? And in the field of bodily experience, what's obvious? And then there's the realm of mental experience and ways that we can, right now I'll describe a few ways that we can begin to notice the distinction between body and mind and ways that sometimes they get confused. And so as you're noticing sensations in the body, you may notice some of those sensations are pleasant and some are unpleasant. Others might be neutral. So we can begin to attune to one of the things that can be obvious to us when we turn to our experience is this quality of feeling, tone of experience, whether experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. A feeling tone is actually a mental experience. And it is often a place where we confuse body and mind. You don't have to believe me right now. We may talk about this more later, how to understand the feeling of perhaps what seems to be unpleasant sensation in the knee, that unpleasantness is actually created by the mind. But just noticing that there's a difference. Perhaps a way to explore it now. Some physical sensations such as pulsing, pressure, tingling, vibration, coolness, heat, squeezing, aching, burning, so many different physical sensations. There's a difference between the quality of the physical sensation and the experience of whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So just that distinction can be known. In the realm of mind states, when we experience our sensations in the body, there can be responses, mental responses or reactions to that. Painful experience is often met with aversion, not liking, pushing away. Again, this is a mental experience which can be known or seen in contrast or distinction to the bodily experience. There's a difference between the burning or aching in a part of the body and the unpleasantness. And then there's a difference between the unpleasantness and the not liking of the unpleasantness. Partly it's helpful to begin to recognize these distinctions, because the bare experience is not where the reactivity and the suffering lies. It's in our relationship. There can be burning, unpleasant experience in the knee, and the mind can be reactive, averse, distracted, restless, uncomfortable, suffering. And there can be burning, unpleasant experience in the body, and the mind can be at ease. The unpleasant experience does not necessitate reactivity. And so beginning to understand and recognize the difference between body and mind supports this understanding, essentially, of the how suffering is born, why we suffer. And then there's the relationships between body and mind. A bodily experience arises, leading to a mental response, a pain, unpleasant sensation in the body. The burning in the knee leads to the unpleasant experience, leads to not liking. When the mind is agitated or confused. And so that's a kind of cause and effect relationship. We can begin to see that. And likewise, experiences of the mind can impact and condition the body. We have an emotion that arises, fear arises. We all understand that there is a kind of physical sensation, perhaps contraction in the stomach or tightness in the throat, that's related to the emotion of fear. There's a difference between the mind state of fear and the bodily experience that's related to it. They condition each other. There's a relationship. And again, these explorations this morning are not so much something to try to do, but are pointers to things you might notice in your experience. And this exploration may support your mind beginning to understand the difference between mind and body as you notice your experience. And so, are you aware? Do you know that you are aware? And what's obvious? Is what's obvious physical? In the experience right now, as I'm noticing what's obvious to me, the beeping is obvious. And noticing that there is just simply the beeping, on, off, on, off. And then there are ideas about it, what it means. Who's taking care of it? These are different. We don't have to try to stop the mental processes in relationship to physical processes. But it's really helpful to notice the difference. Are you aware? What's obvious?